Welcome back. It's halftime of the Big Ten Championship game, Huskers and Badgers. And we're delighted to be joined, as we always are at half, by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. It's what a season. What a great year. And how about this, being in the Big Ten title game in just a second year in the conference?
You know, this is a terrific season. The kinds of wins that we've had and the way this team has done it, I think it has brought the coaching staff and the team closer to Nebraskans. I mean, Nebraskans have really backed this team, and it's just been a really exciting year for us.
Yep, I would second that. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about Innovation Campus. Everybody's heard a lot about that. It's about ready to go up in Lincoln. You had a big announcement recently about that. Let's talk about Innovation Campus.
Well, as you know, Innovation Campus has been envisioned from the beginning as a partnership between the university, the state, and the private sector. And a couple of weeks ago, we announced our first private sector partner, ConAgra. And at that time, we talked about how great it is that one of the leading companies in the country, but also one of Nebraska's leading companies, is our first collaborator. And their research is a perfect fit. You know, we talked about food, fuel, and water as being the focus. We've worked with ConAgra for a long time in food science research, and they're committed to working with us, and they're committed to the success of this venture at Innovation Campus.
Let's talk about the benefits of this partnership for the university and for ConAgra.
Well, collaboration like this with a leading private sector entity creates all kinds of opportunities for our faculty, for our students as interns and graduates, and for them because of the high-quality research that we're doing and the talent we're turning out. So I look forward to student internships and research partnerships and opportunities for interaction at all levels. It's just a terrific thing for us to have the opportunity to do this for our faculty and, in the end, especially for our students. And it's a way to, I think, build a partnership that will help keep the best and the brightest people in Nebraska so that when they get a great education at the university or other places, they have an opportunity to stay here and pursue their interests and continue to live in Nebraska.
We're again talking with Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. Can you give us a status update on the facilities and the infrastructure now at Innovation Campus?
Sure. So with this announcement with ConAgra, we're moving ahead on the first phase development of the park, which will include a life sciences research center, the renovation of the former 4-H building, which we're keeping, and it's going to be just a beautiful facility, and it will have a companion building next to it with a conference center and some office spaces. So we've done some site work. That's about done, and we're ready to start in the spring with construction. This is leveraging, as you know, a $25 million investment from the state, where they stepped up and said they wanted to be a part of it, with the completion of $80 million in facilities. So it's a terrific partnership. And we were able to save both the 4-H building and industrial arts, which will turn into a state-of-the-art greenhouse laboratory facility.
Well, what a great example of a partnership with someone from the private sector, but it's not the only one. I understand you've got an interesting development going on for your Kearney campus.
You know, we do. It's a completely different kind of partnership, but we're looking at about 100 acres south of the campus where we might be able to develop a mixed-use private-public partnership there with some housing, some retail, some recreation space, and some university space, maybe along the lines of Exarban Village in Omaha. But these kinds of things show us the benefit, just the energy, the economic vitality that's generated when the university and the private sector can partner in some areas.
You mentioned Omaha. Anything new for UNO?
Well, of course, Exarban Village is, you know, a terrific success there with UNO really all around it. And, of course, the arena announcement and the work that we're going to do there south of center is part of that whole development with our partners at Exarban Village and the city and the campus is just terrific. It's really adding vitality. And, you know, at all of our campuses, there's just some really exciting stuff going on right now.
Well, it is, and we look forward to hearing more about Innovation Campus and other campus developments here in the future. Well, let's get back to business here. Maybe we'll see you in Pasadena in a couple weeks.
I sure hope so. Go Big Red.
J.B. Milliken, Nebraska President. We've got more halftime coming up.